have never seen Perot on television.
I have.
Well,
people tell me that he's been all on TV and everything. I've never even seen his picture on the screen. That shows you how little TV he watches.
Well, what he does, what he has done in business, has been very successful.
Extreme.
But you can't, according to a lot of people, he has run it as a dictator, practically. Well, you can't do that.
Well, you can do it, it's your business.
You can't get cooperation.
Well, Bush has also been, was also very successful. Wasn't he an oil man?
Well, the thing about that is, Bush hadn't gotten a lot of cooperation from Congress, see?
Well,
because he's been,
he hasn't tried to work with them.
I want it this way, see? So you got to compromise.
That's what bothers me now. Now that so many Democrats have resigned from Congress, which is from House of Representatives, which is the largest, of course, they're not going to run, and the Republicans are going to fill it up.
Don't count on it. There's another party you have to contend with.
And I hope.
You know there's a third party.
Independent?
The Greens.
The Greens, yeah.
In a lot of states, the Environmental Party is registered now. They're working on Florida. They're running candidates.
Good.
And I have a funny feeling there's going to be a number of environmental representatives elected over the Republicans this time.
Well, that'd be all right.
I don't know where they'll come from.
But if we have three in the election, we're likely to have it called as a nice representative.
That would be a mess.
I
can't think of any other group of people I'd less like to choose the president.
Well, at least they would choose one who is on their side.
Not necessarily, who is of their party, so that they could work with them.
The trouble is having the president in one party and the House in another.
Well, that happens a lot. And there's some good in that.
Well,
that's not a trouble. That's another check and balance on the power of the president.
But Bush has been immovable. He has not given at all. He will not compromise on anything.
Well, think of what a terrible plight we'd be in if Bush had had a Republican Congress. See, the people were smart enough to elect a Congress that would oppose him while they elected him. He didn't win. See, people thought Bush won big over Dukakis, but the truth was he only won part of the battle. He got this huge Congress arrayed against him.
Well,
and people pretty much said, okay, now you work this out. He didn't.
Well, I wouldn't have voted for him had I been a Republican the way he maligned that poor Dukakis about that Willie Norton or whatever his name was.
And people
used that. They just swallowed it hook, line, and sinker.
But Dukakis said he made a mistake in his campaign because he was not more. He didn't answer.
He was not.
See, you know, he just held himself in front of it. Which suits me, all right.
You want to take this off?
He doesn't have anything.
But there are a lot of people that like a fight, you know.
It's so powerful. But he's just sweating up his
head. They wanted it to answer.
What did happen?
She had, of course,
Congress might have been this way because he lost.
No, I think she had a dependency either on drug, either drugs or alcohol.
She was in an institution.
Well, I didn't dislike the caucus, except I voted for him.
Well, I'm not thinking it's not my man.
Had I not even liked him, I would have voted after Bush the way he did. I just don't believe in climbing up on somebody else's head.
Well, you can't have it all, man, but if they don't relate to all the people, not just the well-to-do, that's what Bush relates.
Well, he got a lot of farmers' votes.